Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 and a legal resident of Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership? Yes or no?
Say it again.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership? Whoever owns a gun. Think that's his responsibility?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. A firearm is considered securely
stored.
It's not long. It's a very short service.
I got a couple minutes and I got to go.
I'll go as quickly as possible. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination of fingerprint or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock.
Storage, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know enough about guns to say all those different things.
No, well, seems like
if a person's going to have a gun, he's got to be able to have access to it.
That means you will oppose that law then. Then the question is, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored? I guess you will oppose then, right?
No, I would say I agree with securely stored, but I'm not sure that I would agree with the 10 different ways that you just said how they got to handle it or how it's got to be stored. I mean, I don't know that I would agree with that then. If that's the rest of it, I'd say no, yes.
Okay.
So you asked me the first question, and I answered it on the basis of the first question, but then you threw all that other crap in there, and I'd say no to that.
They're just giving a different scenario. So would you support or oppose a law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child involvement accidental shootings? Support or oppose?
That's the same question.
It's in a different way. Now you're talking about a child involved in accidental shootings.
So I would agree with securing the gun in the owner's way, not necessarily the way that the government said.
Okay, I can understand that. I respect that. I think that's what they're trying to say, but they just make it a little more complicated. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearms among youth? The same question, but in different scenario.
I'm not going to answer that one. I don't know enough about it. I'm not going to answer
that
question.
Okay, no problem. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? What's your support?
Listen. I'm going to cut you short. I support saying that you got to have them stored securely, but I don't know about these 10, 20 different questions you might be asking of all these different scenarios. That's for some judge to decide in those scenarios.
I can put it on their side, so that's okay. You don't have to answer. If you just let me know, will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearm be securely stored if the law defines secure storage?
I'm not answering those. Is that everything about the guns?
Uh-huh.
All these questions. Okay, I'm done with you. I gave you what I answered to the first one. The rest of them you can fill it in however you want.
No, I cannot do that because I have to read them to you verbatim, but I do appreciate you giving me the time. So you have a nice weekend.
Yep.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome.